Hi there. The word for today is a prayer for self-control. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3 we read, "It is God's will that you should avoid sexual immorality." When God created Adam and Eve, he told them in Genesis 1 verse 28 to quote, "Multiply and replenish," or reproduce themselves in the earth. That helps explain why sex is one of our strongest drives. But it can also propel you into making decisions that mess up your life and destroy your relationships. Paul writes, "It is God's will that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen." So, why did Paul write this? I'll tell you why, because when there's physical intimacy without true commitment, somebody is going to get hurt. And it may just be you. You need to heed what God says on this issue, and you need to do it now, before you get into situations where you're tempted to compromise your character, because by then it's too late. Let's be honest, we all struggle with our sexuality, particularly in a culture where sex sells. Sex is such an integral part of us, and guilt about it has a way of making us feel separated from God like nothing else can. In order to determine your values and establish some ground rules, why don't you pray this prayer? "Lord, I'm not going to allow my impulses to dictate to me or sin to separate me from you. I choose to keep your standards, to rely on your Holy Spirit to give me strength day by day, and if I do sin, to seek your forgiveness, get back up, and move closer to you." That's a prayer God will answer. That's the word for you today.